The Laws and Customs of Chalamaid, a Checklist in Summary of Laws. Part 1. As a checklist of things that one should do every day of Chalamaid, a man should drink a revius of wine in fulfillment of their mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. They should try to eat a meal with bread during Pesach, of course. We use matzah for both by night and by day, so we have a seudah with bread by night and day. One should remember to recite daily the Sheish Tzchiris after davening. One should eat and drink delicacies and do other forms of activities of Simcha, and those within the Jerusalem area should make a point of gathering and visiting Jerusalem, like the Aliyah L'Regel that was done by all other Yamim Tovim in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. We now begin a summary of laws of Chalamaid, beginning with the Issur Melacha and the purpose of Chalamaid and why Hashem gave it to us. So it's recorded in Svarim that the entire purpose of Chalamaid is for the sake of the Jewish people to dedicate themselves towards Torah learning. As throughout the year we are involved in mundane work and efforts to sustain our family and contribute to society. The week of Chalamaid was given to us by the Eibishter for us to take a vacation from all the above activities and refocus our relationship with God and Torah study. Common understanding of most people is that Chalamaid is a time for going on field trips, etc. with your family. This is not the ideal Torah perspective. And thus, from the above, it's understood that one should not use up his entire Chalamaid with going on trips, sightseeing, and other outdoor activities, which remove one from his true purpose of Torah study during this time. Nonetheless, this also doesn't mean that one cannot go out with his children and have a day off. And as those who have children at home may designate a day or two for an outing, emphasizing that the main purpose of Chalamaid is not the trips, but rather the Torah study. There is no greater example that a father can set for his children who are now home from school than to sit at home and study Torah. Due to this, some are accustomed actually not to go on field trips during Chalamaid and rather take the children on field trips prior to and post Chalamaid to emphasize the use of the entire time of Chalamaid for Torah learning. The Rebbe emphasized in his talks that this obligation of adding in Torah study applies to both men and women during Chalamaid, and applies both by day and by night. And in years that the first day of Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, in which we have the entire week dedicated for Chalamaid without a Shabbos in between, then even more so, it needs to be designated for Torah study during that week than in regular years. Mirtz Hashem, in part 2, we will begin the general rules against the prohibition of doing Malacha during Chalamaid and what it applies to.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanArucharav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanArucharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.